friends. Welcome this morning to Discovery Land Online. We want you to stand up right now and swim in with us, and let's sing and praise God.
Yeah!
My goofy grin, my funny dances, my messy hair, my silly faces, my goofy grin, my funny dances. I've got a friend, a friend in Jesus, he loves everything about me. I've got a friend in Jesus, he loves everything about me. When I get scared, your shoulders. Can you point to your knees and your toes? Awesome. Let's do it together. My head and shoulders, knees and toes.
He loves everything about me.
My eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
He loves everything about me.
My head and shoulders, knees and toes.
He loves everything about me.
My eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
He loves everything about me.
Everybody sing.
I've got a friend. He loves everything about me. I've got a friend in Jesus. He loves everything about me.
Oh,
I've got a friend in Jesus. He loves everything about me. Let's sing. I've got a friend in Jesus. He loves everything about me. Yeah.
is amazing.
We have a really exciting part of the Big God story to hear today. But before we get started, we need to ask God to teach us. All right?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's pray. Let's put our hands together. Let's close our eyes. Let's talk to God. God, you are awesome. Thanks for being with us even today. God, help us as we learn about you and help us to see how really, really big you are. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, now we've got to get our pay attention glasses on, but I just have to tell you that I'm so excited that it's summer.
I like summer. I like warm. I like swimming. It's good. Going to the beach?
Yep.
Yep. Yep. All right, but we're not there today.
I know.
All right, so
I just had to get
that
out.
But it's good.
I had to get that out. Yep. Okay, yep. So let's grab our pay attention eyes. Ah, mine are pool rings.
That's what mine are too.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
I love this.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. All right. Now our listening ears. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine are snow cones.
Snow cones. Mine are cupcakes.
Cool.
Or cupcakes. Actually, you know what? They're the snow cones.
Snow cones.
Yeah, yes, snow cones.
Of course. All right. Now it's time that we ziplock and button these babies. All right. So 1, 2, 3. Zip, mm-hmm. Lock, and button. And Pastor Chris has already taken care of our prayer. So now,
let's get into the story. So, friends, what does the Holy Spirit do? Do you have any thoughts, any ideas? Do you know? All right. Well, we're going to talk about that today because the Holy Spirit is here to help us, to be with us, and to guide us. And you know what? He provided the help for Jesus's friends in this part of the Big God story. So, here's the Big God story for today. One afternoon, Peter and John were on their way to a meeting at the temple. And while they were walking and talking, Peter and John, because they were going to the temple to worship God.
Cool.
When they got there, they noticed a man who was sitting at the gates, and he was a beggar. So he had to ask people to help him. So he couldn't walk, he couldn't work. So he was at the mercy of whoever came by and whatever that they could give him. So the beggar asked Peter and John if they had any money that they could give him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Peter and John looked at this beggar straight in the eye, and the beggar looked up just like that, expecting Peter to give him some money. But that's not what happened, Pastor Chris.
No?
Nope.
Wow.
This man thought that all he needed was money.
I bet you he needed more than that.
Yes, he did. You know what? God is provider, and he knew what this man really needed. God was about to provide something absolutely amazing.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
I know. Peter told the beggar, "Silver or gold, I do not have. But what I do have to give you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk."
What?
Yep, what? Totally.
In the name of Jesus, walk?
Walk.
Wow, so what happened next?
You're gonna love this. What do you think the man did?
Wait. He probably walked.
Immediately.
Oh, that's crazy.
Peter
that's
was
so
able
neat.
To help the man stand up and walk. How amazing is that, you guys? How do you think the beggar felt when Peter pulled him up to his feet?
That he had to feel amazed. We don't know how long he'd been sitting there waiting. We didn't know how long he could not walk, but now he could. That had to be amazing. I bet you he was overjoyed.
I bet. The beggar wasn't just happy. He was so overjoyed. He stood to his feet. Let's all stand to our feet, big and tall. The man began to walk. Now let's all walk in place. It wasn't long until he began to run. Oh, wow. After not
Ooh, we're
doing
fast.
That, I know we are.
Oh, they're fast too.
Everyone run in place. Okay, stop. Good job.
So the man actually jumped for joy. Friends, help us out. Let's jump for joy. Yeah. Oh, that was great. So on the count of three, let's all sit down. One, two, three.
Good job.
Good listening. So the man praised God because God was the provider. And God knew what the man really needed wasn't just a couple of cents, but he needed his legs to be healed and he needed to be able to walk and to be able to work. So for the first time ever in his whole life, this man was able to walk into the temple to worship God. And it was a miracle.
That is awesome. I love that. Through God's power, this man, who had never, ever, ever been able to walk, was able to instantly gain the strength to run and jump. Can you imagine that?
That's cool.
God used this miracle to bring Jesus glory. He knew what the man needed. But do you know what?
There's more.
There is so much more.
Wow.
God wasn't finished. He used Peter to perform the miracle so that his power could be shown to the people of Israel who were gathered at the temple. Let's pretend that we're all the people at the temple. You see, just like God knew what the beggar needed, he also knew what the Israelites needed. God was going to use this miracle to teach the people of Israel something amazing.
Ooh, let's see your amazing face.
I know, right? As you can imagine, the man who had just been healed was getting a lot of attention. As he ran and jumped around, can you imagine, Pastor Chris?
Oh, that
everybody's
would be
looking
cool.
At this guy that's been sitting on a mat all this time, and now he's running and he's jumping around. Crazy. While he was shouting praise to God, the people realized that this was the same beggar who had been unable to walk. They knew that he'd been born without the use of his legs. They'd seen him day after day at the gates of the temple. Can you imagine what must have been like to see him just walking?
And running and jumping.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
How would you feel if you saw someone healed right before your eyes? Right?
The Israelites were so surprised to see this man, the fact that he'd been healed. And they all saw him with Peter and John, and so they all rushed to meet him. The people wanted to hear how Peter had done this. They stood in amazement. If Peter could heal this man, what miracles could he do for them? But God knew what the Israelites really needed. God knew that even though they thought they needed to see all these miracles, what they really needed was to hear about Jesus. And so what Peter said next took them by surprise. Peter told them it was only through Jesus that this miracle was able to happen. Peter told the people that Jesus was the Savior they'd been waiting for. He explained to the people that if they weren't following God's path for them, God had sent a Savior. But many people didn't understand that this was the Jesus, the Savior that they'd been waiting for. But friends, we know, you and I know, that Jesus is the promised Savior and that God will provide.
Yes, he will. We may think we know best what we need. Like, there's a lot of times where I think that I need this new purse that I see.
Or I need a new cool shirt.
Yeah.
But when probably what I really need to be doing is maybe studying God's word.
Or worshiping or praising God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But God knows what we need better than we do. He's our provider. He knows everything about us.
Everything.
He makes good plans for us if we'll just follow him. God used Peter to offer the people a chance to correct their course or change their lives and turn away from their sins. God knew what the people of Israel needed. And he knows what you and I need, too. God is provider and always, always gives us what we need.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, friends, as we get ready for respond time, God is provider. Can you say that with me? God is provider. And in this part of the big God story, the beggar thought he needed money.
Right.
And that's okay, but God knew the man was more in need of healing, and God provided a way for him to walk again. When Jesus used Peter to heal the man who couldn't walk, they celebrated, the man celebrated by jumping and shouting for joy. So, how does God give you the things you need? Why don't you stand right now and maybe just say out loud to the TV screen the ways that God has given you what they need. Go ahead.
Oh, they said love.
Yeah. And he gave us a house.
House? Forgiveness.
That's good too. Mm-hmm. So, friends, how does that make you feel about God? It makes me want to jump and shout too. When I hear about the many ways that God gives us what we need, I want to respond to him in worship because we can celebrate about who God is and what he's done. So let's stand together, jump and shout as we worship God and praise him because he knows what we need. Woo!
Yeah! Now it's time for our blessing. So if you can hold your hands up, I'm going to pray a prayer of blessing over you. Ready? Children, may God be your provider this week and every week. May you trust in him to guide you as he shows you the path that leads to life.